that. Perhaps something had been lost in translation. I was sure of what I'd seen. Football fans doing Nazi salutes. Across town, I met up with a football fanatic who's also part of a far-right organization.
We hide this place in the market, you know. This is why nobody can find us, you know. Any cops, any government guys, you know.
Vadim didn't have any time for UEFA's vision of a multicultural family of football.
The big banner.
Celtic Cross.
Celtic Cross, yeah, sure. So it's not crowded today because we don't have a match, so just people want to relax.
Does it annoy you if a black player ends up playing for your
for
team?
For us, for everybody. Not just if you are fans, hooligans, and other people in the stadium.
Do you let that player know?
Yeah, yeah.
How?
Everybody hear this. Bad words, you know. Very bad words.
The whole bar was a shrine to far-right extremism. They had Celtic crosses, swastikas, and white power symbols. There was also an unhealthy obsession with Nazi Germany.
Adolf Hitler.
But it was harder to pin down exactly what Vadim believed in.
Are you a Nazi?
No, we're not Nazi, not neo-Nazi, no.
You support some aspects?
Some aspects, yes. Some positive aspects, of course, because German will be not German right now if not Adolf Hitler, you know.
Vadim is a recruiter for a group called Patriot of Ukraine. This is a Patriot video, where they claim to be rounding up illegal immigrants that they want deported.
One race, one nation, one fatherland. We must be preparing for... sometimes we think it's civil war. Of course, nobody doesn't want to hear some war, otherwise somebody dies, somebody not, you know. But we must be preparing for everything.
Do you recruit from the stands? Do you try and find new members to join the Patriots?
I could see why football terraces could be fertile recruiting grounds for the Patriots.